You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout, your host. I'm here in the studio today with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Every month we get together and talk about senior issues related to health and other things that affect people in their later years. And today we're going to be talking about Medicare. And I have a special interest in this because I am turning 65. Oh, no. But it's time for me to be thinking about Medicare. So I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. We're going to be talking specifically about an enrollment period for Medicare, that is the enrollment period for Medicare Part D. Michelle, why don't you just start and explain a little bit about what we are talking about?
Okay, so open enrollment is just around the corner. It starts October 15th and goes to December 7th. And during that time, people have the chance to take a look at their prescription drug coverage or Part D, and also their Advantage plans if they have those, because the Advantage plans carry Part D in them, so it's part of the whole open enrollment.
Oh, okay.
So they want to take a good look. They should have gotten their statements in the mail by now that say what 2018 looks like. And they need to be studying those. It's real easy to lose them because you get so much during this time because new people can get on too. And so they're marketing for you. And so you're getting all sorts of companies sending all sorts of stuff. But if your company sends you something, make sure to take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a lot of stuff in the mail essentially saying, read me, read me, I'm the one to read. And it all looks like advertising to me. So is it?
Right.
Just
yes.
Advertising?
Yeah, 90% of it is. Yeah. And even on TV, you're going to start seeing, you'll see more advertising at this time of year. And you have to know that a lot of them don't apply to us because Advantage plans are very local. They're by county. And so if your county isn't carrying the one that they're advertising on TV, if it's an Advantage plan, then it doesn't apply. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, so maybe Doug, could you explain a little bit about I'm hearing you say Advantage plans, and then there are also something called Medigap plans. And what are those?
Well, Advantage plans, which incidentally aren't available in Pacific County.
Oh, okay.
But they're basically Medicare coverage with add-ons. For example, your Medicare and A and B, they don't cover like vision, dental, but you can add those on in a Medicare Advantage plan. I mean, you'll pay a bump in the premium, but you can add those on so you can expand that. And it also has the drug coverage within it. So it's sort of a combination plan. It still has to meet the Medicare guidelines. And I'm probably not explaining it very thoroughly since we don't have it, but if I miss a high point, throw something at me.
Yeah. One way that I explain the Advantage plans to people is Medicare contracts with different companies to carry the Advantage plans, and they become the first payer. So if you had a problem with your provider, your doctor, your hospital, whatever, you would not go to Medicare. You would go to whoever the company is that your Advantage plan is, because they've contracted and pay monthly to these companies to carry your plan. There's some basic coverage they have to have in there that's based on Medicare coverage, but it's not the same rate. So inpatient hospital care has to be in there, but it isn't going to look exactly like what's in the Medicare plan as far as the benefit coverage. So that's basically, yes, it can add dental and eyes and things that we aren't able to get on regular Medicare. But that depends on the plan and how much competition there is in an area for the plan. So we mm-hmm. don't have a lot of competition in our area, so ours are fairly weak.
So does an Advantage plan completely replicate? I mean, does anybody ever lose out if they lose coverage if they get on an Advantage plan? Or do they? Is it
well,
only it, better?
It's different.
It's different.
You're still going to pay copays and deductibles on an Advantage plan. So when you go to the doctor, you're still going to pay so much over the counter. You're still going to have a deductible to pay. And so that can look like a lot like original Medicare. What it really helps, the reason to have a plan, an Advantage plan, would be the advantage to an Advantage plan would be that the maximum out-of-pocket has a limit on it. So the maximum amount that you're going to spend that year limits. Where if you just have A and B, there is no limit. That's when bankruptcies happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no upper limit. So you may see like a $6,700 total out-of-pocket on an Advantage plan or a $3,400 total out-of-pocket. And so you know that at least the pain stops there mm-hmm. for that year. That's one of the main things that provides you.
Okay, and then the Advantage plans include Medicare Part D, which we're going to talk about more in a minute, but the Medigap plans, like, don't.
Right. Yep. Oh, one other thing about Advantage plans before we jump, because it gets kind of confusing.
Sure.
One other thing about the Advantage plans, too, is that if they're in your area, they have to guarantee that you can find a provider. So in a lot of areas where doctors aren't taking new Medicare, that plan will help you find a doctor on their plan. So right now, Clatsop County, we have a little bit of trouble with that, but it's not at a crisis point like some of the other areas, but just that is one good thing about Advantage.
Okay. Well, so Medicare Part D, which is the enrollment thing, and that's kind of what we're focusing on in broad terms today. Let's just talk about what Medicare Part D is for people who may not know. So, Doug, can you address that a little bit?
Medicare Part D is basically the prescription part of Medicare. And it's you have this time of year to sign up or explore or get a new plan or come on for a plan for the first time during this open enrollment period. And what it does is it covers your prescription cost. Usually there's co-pays, though, and it doesn't cover all of it. Although there's also something called a low-income subsidy. If you're eligible for that, then sometimes your co-pays and everything are paid. And right now that income level is $1,508 a month if you're single and $2,030 a month if you're married.
And that's in Washington or that's federal?
That's federal. That's okay. The Medicare. And
okay.
Then your resources, if you're single, is $13,820. And if you're married, it's $27,600. So if you're within that range, chances are you won't have co-pays. I mean, mm-hmm. You may not even have, we've had clients that haven't paid premiums because the low-income subsidy comes in and picks up those costs for mm-hmm. them. And so the prescription plans, you know, we tell people it's not like your house insurance that you've had for 40 years, you know. These can change dramatically year to year. The formularies can change. Maybe the drugs they covered before, they're not covering all of them. Maybe they're not dealing with, the pharmacies don't want to deal with them anymore or whatever. The premiums could even double. They came close to doubling for some plans 1 year. So it's something you want to look at every year. And, you know, there's different ways that we can talk about how to do that, coming to our office or going online or that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the two biggest questions that I run into is what I just mentioned. Well, I already have a plan. Yeah, but you might want to check just to make sure it hasn't changed radically. And the other one is, well, I don't take any prescriptions, so I don't need to sign up, right? Well, that's true. Well, you never have to sign up, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't sign up when you're eligible, then a penalty starts accruing.
And so how much of a penalty is it, do you know?
It's pretty minor when you start. It's 1% of the current average premium, and it's 1% per month. The current average premium for 2017 is $35.63. So 1% of that, not a big deal. Next month, 2%, not a big deal. A year later, it's starting to kind of look like it's a big deal, you know, and some people wait for years. And so you've got that 1% a month over all those years, and that penalty never goes away.
Wow.
When you enroll, that amount is added to your premium, and you pay that forever. So, you know, it behooves you to take a look at that.
And so you could, so maybe somebody who didn't have any prescriptions right now would maybe try to find the lowest plan and just get on it so they can be in the system? Is that sort of what people do?
Yeah, pretty much. Then, yeah, that's what we do.
Then they reevaluate it every year.
Find the cheapest one because you're not using it anyway. So,
right, and truly, when you do that, you have to reevaluate every year because we've seen trends where the lowest bidder for that year, they fill the beneficiary pool, and it seems like then very shortly after that, you start seeing the prices go up. So 2 or 3 years after they were the cheapest, they're becoming one of the more expensive ones.
Right.
And so you really, truly have to shop. It was set up for shopping and for competition.
Say I noticed that my dad is on Medicare, because he's in his 90s, and I noticed that his prescription drugs went up quite a bit last year. So how would I go about looking up for him to find out how to compare it? What do you do? Where do you go? Is there an online place to look?
Yeah. So you go to www.medicare.gov. That is the official Medicare website.
Mm-hmm.
And on there is a plan finder. You put in your prescription drugs. You say which pharmacies you'd want to go to. And it will pull up all those, based on your prescription drugs, the most cost-effective plans for you. And there's a lot of ways to sort that then, but it'll default to the most cost-effective. And then it'll give you lots of information there to compare.
And then does it explain to you how to change providers then?
Yeah, there's an enrollment button on every page.
Oh, okay. And then do you have to disenroll from the one you're in?
No.
No.
You'll be automatically disenrolled from the one you were before. And as a matter of fact, you want to be careful to do it that way. Enroll in the one that you want to do this year, because you're limited on the number of changes you can make during open enrollment. So disenrolling can be one can counted as one change.
Oh.
So you want to first enroll in a new plan. It will automatically disenroll you from the old
plan. Oh, okay. Okay, great.
And that website is really user-friendly. Even I can navigate around it.
Yeah, it's a good website.
Do pretty well.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, the other way is to talk to a SHIBA counselor. And we have we have two during open enrollment. We have three volunteers in our county. Two will be available during this open enrollment to help out, and myself.
Yeah, we have people in each of our offices, too, in Raymond or Long Beach, that can help with the Medicare Part D. A lot of people still don't have computers and that kind of stuff. But we've developed, I'll hold this up to the microphone so everybody can see it.
Oh, good. Oh, how clear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go. We have this.
The miracle of radio.
Exactly. We have this two-sided form that people can just call us and we'll mail it to them. They can come by and pick it up or whatever. And it basically has, you know, your basic demographics, your age and name and address and all that, if you're already on Medicare or not. And then it has the monthly income that we talked about to see if they're eligible for the low-income subsidy. And on the back, it just has your preferred pharmacy and then a list where you can put all your prescriptions. And then you just send it back to our office or drop it off at our office. And our staff will go on the website, Medicare.gov, and they'll run it. And they'll give you the top three that are most cost-effective. They will not. And better not say, here's the plan you want.
Oh, yeah.
We're not allowed to do that, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they give them the top three, and then that person decides and just contacts the company and signs up.
Wow. Okay. Well, so for people who are new to this, like me, my birthday's in December. It's 3 months now. Are they going to send me something? If somebody who's new, who's never done this before, or does the government send you something that lets you know that it's time for you to start doing something? Or do you just have to know?
No, they'll send. You'll start sending stuff out as you get close. They'll send out the big master Bible of Medicare.
Oh, I read that. I read that.
Oh. Medicare and
gibberish.
You or something.
Oh, I mean, no, I didn't. I need more help than that. No, there was a lot in there. It was just kind of a, wow, my brain is full, and I'm not quite sure. But it was very clearly spelled out. It's just that it's a lot to read.
It is a lot to read. And there, as we were talking earlier, as the time gets nearer, and especially during open enrollment, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's mailed out. So, yeah, you're not going to be able to, oh, you know what? I bet the government forgot I turned 65. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, yeah.
So you'll get all that stuff. And some people really use that Medicare book as a good reference guide. I don't know anybody that decides they're going to read all the way through it and memorize it, but they'll have pages marked where there's something pertinent to them.
Yeah, there is one group of people that can get forgotten during that, when they're going to enroll in Medicare. If you're working and on your group insurance and you're not getting Social Security, they may not send that out to you about Medicare. Usually Social Security, if you're drawing Social Security, that's their key, and everybody will get told about it.
I see.
But if you're not, then it's very possible you could get overlooked. I mean, you should start seeing clues in the system because you're starting to get stuff in the mail from all sorts of providers.
Right, right.
So you're going to see clues. But Social Security office itself may not tell you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know Facebook knows.
Facebook knows.
Facebook keeps telling me, I know, okay, I know. Just stop it.
I guess that would be true.
Well, another thing that happens during this time, too, unfortunately, is this is where all the scammers come out, during open enrollment especially. And
let's talk about that. What should people be looking out
for? Well, one of the things that it sounds very obvious, but these scammers are very slick, and that's why they do it, because they make money and it works for them. But, they will say they're from Medicare or Social Security, and they're, redoing the policies or they're redoing their Social Security cards, which they are going to be doing.
That's right. I read that in the big book.
Yes, in the big book. And so they'll say, so if you, you know, give us your Social Security number and we'll get you into the system. Well, if you stop and think, if this is Social Security calling me, why are they asking me for my Social Security number? They already have it. So there's those type of things. Or they'll come out and say, yeah, we're a new provider for Medicare. And if you give us this information, we can give you a real big discount on your prescriptions, on glasses. And, you know, it's that type of thing.
Wow.
So always what I do is I always just tell people, just stop. You know, there's that old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
But just stop and say, well, is there a number I can call you back? That usually ends the call. Say, well, give me some information. Then do your research on it. Then contact them or call the SHIBA people. Go ahead.
Yeah. Clatsop County, big red flag, because this year we are losing one of our Advantage plans. So we're losing Care Oregon Star Plan. And that's got a lot of participants on it. And so I think areas that are losing a plan especially are vulnerable to that kind of fraud. People calling to, oh, did you know you're going to lose your plan? And let me tell you about this one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And truly, one thing to know about is if Advantage plan insurance companies are not allowed to cold call. They are not allowed to have seminars where they're pushing their product and trying to sign you up for the product. They can give you information at a seminar. They can tell you all about Medicare and how it works and your benefits, but they cannot sign you up at that seminar. That's against the rules. So there can be no pressure from an Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan to sign you up. And we saw this, 3 years or so when we lost Regents. There were brokers from out of our county coming in, and we were watching them very carefully for those kind of things. And there were some pushing of those rules quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time for the guard to be up, shop from resources that you trust. Give us a call if you have any concerns. Get online. Check them out online. Look for ratings online. But don't jump in.
Okay. Well, I just want to take a moment now and remind you that you're listening to A Senior Moment on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joanne Rideout, and I'm here in the studio with my co-hosts every month, who are Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. And together, they cover both sides of the Columbia in our region, Washington and Oregon. And so if you have any questions about anything related to senior issues, you can call them, and we'll give contact information at the end of the show on how you can do that. But today, we're talking about Medicare and Medicare Part D in particular, but a lot of things about Medicare enrollment and things like that. So when you say, Michelle, resources you can trust, so who can you trust in all this?
Well, SHIBA.
So what is SHIBA? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance.
Okay.
It is a government-sponsored organization. It is nationwide, so you'll see them on both sides of the river. Each program is just a little twist different, but the program, Medicare is Medicare. So the basic information's there. It depends on volunteers to help meet with people one-on-one. We give classes. So in Clatsop County, right now we have 3 classes during open enrollment scheduled. But we have them ongoing all year long. So we give classes and we give seminars. We have one-on-one instructors or counselors to talk with people, because it's a difficult thing. We're not used to talking about insurance. We usually just get it from our employer, and nobody, we don't have a lot of choice about the details.
And now you have to figure out what to do.
Yeah, so we don't think about it. So now we learn new terminology, and new pressures are on us to try to figure that out.
Well, Doug, what about on the Washington side of the river? Is there SHIBA there also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They do differently with the initials. You know, it's kind of like this state Senior Health Insurance Benefits
Assistance.
And over there, it's Statewide Health Insurance Benefits Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
still
SHIBA.
Mm-hmm.
And basically in both of our offices, we have people that work with the public on all the things about Medicare, and not just Medicare, but other insurances too, because there's a lot of things they can do. And they can also check with the SHIBA and the Office of Insurance Commissioner to see if there's any new frauds, things going on, and do that kind of stuff. Generally, the SHIBA people are notified if they discover something, is new hitting the neighborhood. and then we can let people know. But yeah, either of our offices. And
do you have a lot of people coming in and asking for help?
We will starting October 15th.
Yeah, we're already seeing it.
Yeah.
Another good source, though, is when you go to that Medicare.gov website, when you go through the plan finder, there's star ratings in there for every plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty conscientious about how they're putting those star rating in. They really have to do with consumer input. And so that's a good place. It's, I think, 1 to 5 stars. And so 1 being the worst, 5 being the most, the best. And so that's a good measurement too.
So do you have to be enrolled in order to look at that information, or can anybody look at it?
Anybody can look at it.
Okay.
And you can help anybody do it.
And people can enroll for all this through the website themselves if they want to, through Medicare.gov.
Yes, for Advantage plans and Part D plans. If you get into those supplement or Medigap plans you're talking about, that's not so much there.
Okay. And so what about just enrolling in Medicare, period? Do you go through the website for that?
You can now. You can go through the website, or you can go to the local Social Security office.
Okay. Well, what are some other things people need to know about Part D?
Other things with Part D. There's a donut hole involved with Part D.
Let's talk about that.
So let's see if I can get this right. So the deductible is the donut hole to begin with. That's the time that you don't have coverage on Part D, or you have very limited coverage.
So it sort of goes for a certain point and then just
stops. Drops off. This little hole happens and then it takes off.
You know, we talk
again
about this every year, but it seems like whose idea was that?
Yeah. So that's one of the things. That donut hole is something that the Affordable Care Act actually is addressing. And by 2020, it should be totally gone. So there's a lot of change in the Part D plans, I guess, where I was getting at. Every year, they're changing because they're trying to get this donut hole gone. So this year, you're going to see deductibles. The maximum deductible a plan can have is $405. It was $400 in 2017. The maximum in 2018 will be $405. And then after you spend so much, I can't recall the actual number now, but you'll kick along and spend so much, around $3,700 or so in retail costs. That's when you'll hit that donut hole. So it doesn't matter if it was part of the deductible or if the insurance company paid for it. The retail costs, when it mounts, gets to that amount, you fall into the donut hole. And then when your true pocket costs get around, I don't know, is it $6,000 or something? I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Yeah.
But you'll hit another benchmark number.
Yeah.
And then you'll get into catastrophic costs. And then you'll only pay about 5%. But in that donut hole, that's the part that's changing. So manufacturers are having to discount their brand name drugs as a little over 50% when you pay the rest of it. And then generic costs, same thing. You're going to share the costs with the insurer company and manufacturers and yourself. So where there was nothing in there before, quite a bit more is happening in the donut hole to heal that donut hole.
So that's an improvement. Okay.
Yes, much, much improved.
But one of the other things in reading the book, the big Bible book from the from Medicare that I got in the mail, they mentioned, so there's Advantage plans that we talked about, and then there are these Medigap plans. And what's that?
Well, they're called Medigap plans or supplemental plans.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Medicare pays 80% of your cost, your medical. So these supplemental plans pick up the rest of that. Some of them pick up all of the rest of that. Some of them, there's some real quirks in Medicare billing and stuff that my wife ran into not too long ago. But they're basically, what they're trying to do is cover the cost so that you don't have to eat that 20% every time you go in. Now, some of them work really well. My mother-in-law, when she was on her supplemental and her Part B and Part A, we never got a bill for anything.
Wow.
So, you know, it worked out really well for her, and she had a lot of surgeries and that kind of stuff. And I think there was one point after 4 surgeries, there was like $100 and some of transportation costs somewhere that they couldn't bill Medicare for that we had to pay. But other than that, there was nothing. So a lot of times that does happen. Now, the supplemental plans, there are a lot of them, some of them more famous than others. You know, everyone talks about the ARP plan, but there isn't really an ARP plan. They just sort of sponsor and support United Healthcare or United Health
UnitedHealthcare.
I think it's UnitedHealth. My dad has that. I think it's UnitedHealthcare.
And it's it's well advertised, so that's what people see. But on that same span of those F plans for supplemental insurances, there's a lot of difference in the cost of the premiums. You know, that one is very well known, but there might be one a little further down that's $40, $50 a month less that covers the same thing, but you've never heard of it. So, yeah, I mean, it pays to advertise. Yes.
Wow, yeah. Well, so then we hear letters associated with those plans. Like the F plan is one that you mentioned is really common.
They're from A through N. Mm-hmm. So I just refer to them as different flavors of the same thing. They have different flavors of the different supplemental plans.
And so any provider is going to be held by the federal government to provide the same thing if they're saying they have an F plan, say, or a D plan.
If you have an A plan, it doesn't matter what company carries it, it's still the same A plan.
So people should be looking for the best value then there, the best money, the best cheapest thing.
And each one of those flavors covers a different combination of benefits. Mm-hmm. So you really want to, there's some great charts. There's one in that Medicare and You book. We have a Sheba guide at our office to have it, but they're online everywhere. There's some really great charts to show exactly what each one of those types of plans, each one of those flavors covers.
Okay.
And, but just know really the brand name doesn't matter in this case. These plans have been around for a long, long time. They are tightly governed. It takes an act of Congress to change one of those plans. So you're not going to see change year to year to your benefit structure. You will see changes to the premiums, perhaps, but you won't see changes to the benefit structure. Oregon has one different kind of law than Washington. We have something called the birthday rule. And so on the month of your birthday, so if your birthday is October 10th, you have till December 10th. November 10th, I'm sorry, if you're October 10th to November 10th, then you have that whole 30-day time period to select another plan if you like. And it can be whatever level you have and lower. So like an F plan is one of the highest level coverages. You can get an F plan or lower. But what happened before that is that premiums were accelerating and getting larger and felt like they were out of control. You can buy a plan then from a competitor without having your medical conditions used against you.
Okay.
Anytime outside of that, they can, and so it's very difficult to change plans.
And so the open enrollment rule then is only for Part D, or is it?
Enrollment is only for Advantage plans and Part D.
Advantage plans and Part D.
Yeah, supplements, that's something that you do keep forever if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Just in Oregon, you have this opportunity on your birthday month to make a change in SHOP.
Oh, really? And that's not the case in Washington, Doug?
No. What's basically supplemental insurances are basically just insurances. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not federal insurance.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're private insurances. So, you know, it's kind of how you would deal with your insurances in any way.
Oh, and so could you change those anytime? Your Medigap plan then?
Yeah.
But then, what is
your medical history will be used?
Yeah. See, that's the point. You need that free zone where you can go in there when it won't be used against.
See, that's really interesting.
Because you change the plan, that this one has been carrying you all this time. This one goes, well, wait a minute. You know what's going on with you?
So then from your birthday and then 30 days afterwards in Oregon. Wow, that's really interesting.
The other opportunity you can get to get onto one of them is if you're like on an Advantage plan and you move out of the plan as district.
Mm-hmm.
So Advantage plans are very much by county.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move outside of Clatsop County or Pacific County, if they have an Advantage plan, you would have an opportunity to get on to a guaranteed enrollment for a supplement.
Okay.
Or any other Advantage plan that was available in the area you moved.
We're just about out of time, so let's talk about where people can find out about those classes you mentioned, Michelle, and if there are any on the Washington side, Doug. So, Michelle, what about you? About how can people find out about those classes?
Okay, so just give our office a call. It's 503-861-4200.
Okay, and that's Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Okay, great. And what's the website there so people can just look?
www.nwsds.org.
Okay, and Doug, what about in Pacific County? And
we don't have any scheduled, but we do periodically do an outreach like probably within the middle of the open enrollment period,
mm-hmm.
And we'll do advertising in the papers and all that kind of stuff.
Great.
So for that.
So what about contact info for Olympic Area Agency on Aging?
The Long Beach office is 360-642-3634. The Raymond office is 360-942-2177. And our website is www.o3a.org, and that's the number 3.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. You've been listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I've been here in the studio this month, as we usually are, with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
For being here, helping us figure out this kind of confusing thing. So, okay, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month on A Senior Moment.